Well, hey everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of my podcast. This is Chris Baker, and it's my pleasure to come to you. Now, the last episode, I actually gave you an idea of what I call my origin story. So this was an overview of what's basically gone on in my life, of what's taken me from where I was to where I am now, and really the journey that I've been on. And I just want to really emphasize that this is a journey, and it's a journey that I haven't finished by any means. To be honest, I'm literally just starting this journey, because even though I'm 52, coming up 53 years old in a couple of months, it's only been the last 2 years maybe that and maybe even less than that, 18 months, that I've really understood what it is that I want from my life. Or let me rephrase that. It's only been that time that I've started to think about what it is I want from my life. All right. Before that, I was, as I said in my story, I was what I was described as a frustrated professional. I was trying to be the best leader I could be. I believed that my purpose, I didn't even call it a purpose at the time, but I believed that what I enjoyed doing was making other people better, was giving them opportunities, and that was true. But I didn't really know what I wanted from there. You know, I would describe myself as sort of being impatient. I was like, people level this at the millennial population now, saying that if they don't get something quickly, they want to move on. Right? Well, I can tell you, I've been like that all my life. Right? So this is nothing new. This is not a millennial issue. So guys, please don't level it at millennials. This is something that maybe it's more obvious now, because there are more opportunities. And our millennial population want to take advantage of those opportunities. But there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. If you know what you want from life, and you spend time to understand what you want from life, then go for it. All right? But what you can't do is you can't be like I was, be frustrated with going along and not getting anywhere if you're not doing anything to get you there. Right, now, I knew that I wanted more from my life. I knew that I had more to give. I knew that I'd got a story, and I'd got experiences from both sides of the Atlantic with running multi-million dollar business, or multi-million pounds as it was in England. But most of you listening are on this side of the Atlantic, so I'll use the term multi-million dollars. Right, in other words, pretty big businesses that I was running with hundreds of employees. And then when I came over here and I worked for the Walt Disney Company and had some great experiences and great learning with the Walt Disney Company. You know, I was fortunate to earn the Walt Disney Legacy Award, which is given for people that show the attributes of dream, create, and inspire, which were the attributes that Walt Disney had. And when you think about that, it starts with dream. But there's create and there's inspire in there as well. So create is actually thinking, right? So you've got the dreams, but then it's thinking, how can I make this come true? And then inspiring is inspiring other people to get on board with you and to take the actions that are needed to make it come true. And when you look at Walt Disney did some tremendous things in his lifetime. Tremendous things. But he didn't do them just by wishing for them. Yeah, again, a lot of people will sort of mock Walt Disney for saying that, you know, if you dream it, you can do it. Right? And a dream is a wish that your heart makes and all those things. Yes, but they are true. Right? But he didn't stop there. Right? He took that dream and then he actually did something about it. Right, so creating Disneyland was a massive undertaking. Right, and do you know why he created Disneyland? Well, he would have his daddy daughter days with his kids, and he would take them to places to have fun. And he would go there and he would look at it and he would see these sort of theme park areas that were dirty, you know, and they weren't the most inspiring places in the world at that time. I mean, you're talking in the 40s probably at this stage. Right, so he wanted to create somewhere where families could go together, where they could escape the realities of life, live in fantasy, but have fun in a clean environment that would inspire people. Right, that's why he decided to create Disneyland. Now, again, he needed to borrow money to do it, and the banks actually stopped him borrowing money. But eventually he sold the idea and he sold his passion and his dream on what it was, because he was carrying on with thoughts and with actions. And this is where most of us go wrong. Right? You see, we say that we want change, but how many of us actually prepared to change? How many of us are prepared to make a difference to our lives or to our actions to get the things that we say we want? The truth is not many. Right? It's also true that I mean, Gallup did a poll recently that says that around 70%, or I think it was more than 70% of people are not engaged in their jobs. I can tell you, I was becoming one of those people, right? This is why I knew that I needed to change. And if there's 70% or more in there, that means that 7 out of every 10 of you that are listening to this podcast are in that situation, whether you accept it and admit it or not. You're in that situation. So what are you going to do about it? Right, if you don't want to do anything about it, that's okay. But then don't get to the end of your life or get to retirement and live in regret and say, what if, or if only. That's not a good place to be. And so this is why I said in my story, and I told you at the time when I did that last episode, that I'd come back and I'd go through some of these things in a bit more detail. And that's what I want to do now. This is the first one of those. You see, I realized that I was just getting into a stage where I was almost going through the motions. I was becoming one of the average. Right? And mediocrity was becoming acceptable. It wasn't to me, but I was allowing myself to be within that. Again, it's not the company's fault. It's not there's nobody to blame, save the people that allow it to be the case. So what can you do to change that in your life? Do you want to change that in your life? Do you know what you want from your life? Have you got a wish, a dream, a fantasy? If you have, what are you doing to make it come true? Because it won't come true unless you do something to make it come true. Now, in his book, As a Man Thinketh, James Allen writes there that his wishes and prayers are only gratified and answered when they harmonize with his thoughts and actions. He's talking about man or man and women. I mean, in the 1920s, they just said men. So, but men and women, all right? So men and women's wishes and prayers are only gratified and answered when they harmonize with their thoughts and actions. So in other words, we've got to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Right, we can't just sit and wait and hope. Hope is not a strategy. We need hope. We need dreams. Absolutely we do. But we need to back them up with thoughts and actions that are going to move us closer towards what it is that we're looking for. That's literally all I want to talk about today. I want to leave you those thoughts. Right, what do you want from your life? What are you doing to achieve it? What will that look and feel like? Right, the important thing is feel like. What's the emotion that you'll get when you achieve what you want in life? And you may never achieve it, and that's okay. Because the gratification and the satisfaction is in the journey, not in the destination. We should be dreaming big. We should constantly be moving towards it. Now, if you guys need more information on this, you want to talk it through, you know, I have some workshops coming up. I have some workshops running all the time. I'm always open to have free strategy sessions with you to decide if this is something that we can work on together or not. If it is, I'm happy to work it through with you. If it's not, then again, that's fine too. I do these podcasts to add value to you and just to stimulate your thought process. So you can start thinking about what is it that you want? Are you getting what you want? So feel free to send me a message if you've got any questions, any comments, and I look forward to bringing you some more insights on the next episode. Bye for now.